So, again, remember, whoever wasn't here, I asked a couple of questions, and if you answer them, don't answer them now in sheer. If you answer them afterwards, you get something, except last week someone gave me a great answer. He didn't want the money. Do me a favor. If you give an answer, take the money. You'll make me feel good. By not taking the money, you make me feel guilty. Don't make me feel bad. If you answer it, take the money. So I wrote down two questions. I don't have much written down here, but I put it right here in the corner. I wrote it down. It's old questions, but you probably don't know them. So it's old questions. Okay. Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Beis. Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says the pasuk Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'yet Moshe Yod Al Shemayim. And Moshe stuck his hand up in Shemayim. V'choshech Afeila B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. And it was Choshech Afeila all in Mitzrayim. Shloshes Yomim 3 days. Next pasuk. Roi Ish Es Ochev Oyu Yochemish Mitachlev Shloshes Yomim. And people couldn't get up for 3 days. Now Rashi comes along and Rashi says, "Choshech shel ofel shel ra'ish es achiv gimel yamin." There was choshech for 3 days. People couldn't see their friends for 3 days. The old shloshes is yom acherim, and then there was another 3 days. Mashach choshech mechupal, a double choshech. Alzeh shel kamu ish mitachdov, that you couldn't even get up. It was palpable darkness where it was you couldn't move. You were in darkness. There was a thing called darkness that didn't let you move. Yoshev and yochel amod, if you sat, you couldn't stand. Omed and yochel leshev, you standing, you couldn't sit. When those 3 days came, wherever you were, that's where you stayed for 3 days. Now Rashi goes on, V'lama hevi aleihem choshech, and why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring choshech on Mitzrayim? Why did Hashem do this choshech? Sherei b'Yisrael ba'osei ador rishayim, there were a lot of rishayim in those days, v'hayu rotzim v'latzeis, and they didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. U'meisu b'shloshes yimei afeila, that there had to be choshech because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Goyim to see the Jews dying. How many Jews died?
Four-fifths.
Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael died. It says, V'chamushim ol yibnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. A fifth came out of Mitzrayim. Four-fifths died. They were dying. If the Jews, the Mitzrayim was saying the Jews saw the Jews dying, he said, "Oh, what's the big deal about Makos? The Jews are also dying." Hashem didn't want them to say that, so that's why they made Choshech. Very good Rashi. And then there's the other part of Rashi. Why else did Hashem make Choshech? Does anyone know?
Money.
To see where they're hiding their money. Okay? So Rashi tells us why there was Choshech. Now, Rashi, this is a very funny Rashi. Now, he always asks questions on Rashi. This is a funny Rashi. Rashi, in all the Makos, doesn't say a reason for the Makos. Why suddenly, by Makos Choshech, does Rashi have to find a reason for the Makos? All other Makos, Rashi doesn't find a reason, doesn't say a reason. There's only one Makos where Rashi does say a reason. Which one's that?
Dumb.
Nope.
Not dumb?
Which one? What? Yeah, I don't have it here. Okay. By Makas Arov, where's Arov? Ches Zion. It says, nope, it's not here. Okay, Rashi says, you know, there's a reason for every Makkah. It's the way people go to war. Hashem mirrored people going to war. So each Makkah has a reason for itself because it's like going to war. That's all Rashi says. So Rashi says already, hey, old Makos, that's the way you go to war. Someone here, Rashi says, oh, why did Hashem do Choshech? What's so special about this? He needs a special reason. Rashi said before that we don't have to tell the reasons for the Makos because it was just the way you go to war. So why by Choshech does Rashi have to tell us a reason? That's one question. Involved in that question also, a secondary question in that question, you have to answer them both, but a secondary question in that question is, even on this Rashi is also schwer for another reason. When did this Choshech take place? When did this Choshech take place? This Choshech, one second, took place. Yeah. When did this Choshech take place? Does anyone know the dates? Is there any other dates of Choshech? Okay, it says that Hashem, that there was Choshech, and then the last day of Choshech, Moshe said to Paro, if you don't let the Jews out, tonight will be Makas Bechoros. Right? So what night, when did Makas Bechoros happen? What was the date? What was the date? Anyone know the date of Makas Bechoros? What? Excuse me? Nobody here knows the date of Makas Bechoros? The 14th of Nisan. Very good. The 14th of Nisan. Very good. So, therefore, according to Rashi, how many days was Choshech? 6 days. So, therefore, if the 14th was Matas Bechoros, what date did Choshech start? 11, what? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Started at 9. So it started on the 9th of Nisan. 3 days. What? Rashi says it was 6 days. Rashi says Choshech was 6 days. So that means 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 was Choshech. We have something called Shabbos HaGadol. Why is Shabbos HaGadol called Shabbos HaGadol? There was a great ness on Shabbos HaGadol. What was the great ness? We tied the lambs to our bed. What was the great ness?
They didn't do anything about it.
What? They didn't do anything about it. It was dark. They couldn't see. It says that the Mitzrayim saw the Jews taking their lambs and didn't do anything. That's the great ness of Shabbos HaGadol. Hey.
How did they see them?
How could they see them? It was Choshech.
I was in the last part of Choshech.
Yeah, the last part of Choshech.
What?
The last part of Choshech.
The last part of Choshech.
The first part of Choshech is you couldn't see the person sitting next to you. The last part of Choshech was you couldn't even get up. But all of Choshech you couldn't see.
They heard.
They
don't feel though.
They're fine.
No.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Like, just the dates just don't work out.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
They don't.
Okay. That's one question. That's one question.
Wait, where does it say that Moshe what? Said that if you don't let them out now, then it'll be...
Pasuk. Were you Mavis Sedri this week yet? Don't ask those questions to you Mavis Sedri. Okay. Just one last thing. I want to get into Musser also. One last thing. I don't have it. When the Jews are going to Mitzrayim, it says Hashem nasin chayna ambayim Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave the chayna ambayim Mitzrayim the yashilum, and they borrowed their stuff from them. V'yinatzu es Mitzrayim. What does the word v'yinatzu mean? V'yinatzu es Mitzrayim. How do you know that?
That's
well. Very good. V'yinatzu es Mitzrayim. Rashi says Lamed Vav. V'yinatzu v'rokinu, and they emptied out, they emptied from Mitzrayim. The Gemara whoever's reading Daf Yomi, I think it's Gemara in Brachos. Probably Daf, whatever. And the Gemara says, Vinatsu, it says it was either empty, like a trap without food in the trap. When you want to trap an animal, you make a trap, and then you put food in the trap. It was like a trap without animals. Mitzrayim was like without food. Mitzrayim made a trap, but there was nothing left. Vinatsu, and they emptied it out. So the word Vinatsu, for some reason, goes with that mushel. The second part of Rashi is a lot easier. It says Vinatsu, it's like Mitsulos Shoyam, the depths of the sea. Meaning, if you're a fisherman, you know that you want to catch a fish, the best place to catch it is near the bank. Why is it near the bank? Because flies and things fall off trees, go into the water. Little fish come and eat them. Big fish come and eat the little fish. And then bigger fish come and eat the little fish. So you want to fish. You want to fish where the fish are eating fish. So, but where are there no fish? In the middle of the depth of the ocean, it's called Mitsul Islam, there's no fish because the big fish don't have little fish to eat. Because the little fish are eating the other fish, which are not there. So there's nothing there. So Vinatsu is from comes to the word Mitsulos Yam. So there was nothing in Mitzrayim. This Gemara and Bracha say there was nothing left in Mitzrayim. Then, a couple days later, suddenly, the Jews become very rich. Where did they become very rich? What's it called? Where did Jews become very rich from? Bezus Hayam and the Yamsuf. There was nothing left in Mitzrayim. Where did Bezus Hayam come from?
Chariot.
There was nothing left in Mitzrayim. So you're saying the Bezus Hayam was just the chariots?
Chariots with the horses, the chariots.
Maybe that. Maybe. But Bezus Hayam means there was a lot of stuff. You know, and that's the question. If it was completely empty. Where Bezus Yam? Unless you say all Bezus Yam was the horses and chariots. Very hard to say.
Rebbe, the horses were covered in gold.
Where the horses get gold to cover him?
That was their begging.
Also, Paro.
I don't know. That's a famous question. Where did Bezus Yam come from? All right, let's talk about. Paro says we got a little bit muster. Paro says Hashem says to Paro, "Bnei Bechori Yisrael." You'll see why I'm saying this in 1 second. I say everything for a reason. Yuli knows that. There's nothing I don't say for a reason. Even when we're in a Tosfos or Rashi, there's nothing I don't say for a reason. I may be saying this for a reason. But Hashem says, Paro, I'm going to wipe out. This is the worst makkah going to happen. He says, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. It's my Bechor. Hashem loves Bechor. Hashem loves her. I said, my Bechor, I love. And everyone, the Bechor is special in the Pesukim. In the Torah, Bechor is special. I hate saying this because Miles loves this Dvar Torah. So I hate saying it in front of Miles. I really hate saying this in front of Miles. But why does Hashem love Bechor? Why is Bechor special? What's so special about Bechor? Because Bechor is called Reuven's Reshit Ono. It's Reshit. Hashem loves Reshit. Okay? Hashem loves Reshit. Reshit is the beginning. Beginnings are special. Beginnings are special. All beginnings are special. The Gemara says, if you don't have a good beginning, your end is going to be terrible. You can only have a good end and a mediocre middle if the beginning is good. Everything comes from Reshit. Everything comes from Reshit. Bereshit Bara Kim, because of Reshit, Hashem made the world. I hate to say that in front of Miles also. Oh, you too, I'm sorry. You know, can you imagine because of Reshit, Hashem saved the world? That makes the Martin smile, wow.
Allah's kind
of. Yeah, but because of Reshit. By the way, what are the six things that are Reshit? Does anyone know the six things that are Reshit?
Torah, Yisrael.
Tal Yisrael. Bikurim. Truma. What else? Binyamin. What else is Reshit? Torah, Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Truma, Bikurim, Chala. Six things are Reshit. It seems because of all these things, you have to, there's speeches. I once gave a speech on every one of these things. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for every one of these six things. Reshit. But Reshit is, you can't exist without a Reshit. Why am I saying this now? Because there's the Reshit of the Zman. If you want to learn well Pesach time, you have to learn well this week. You have to do Reshit from last week. I don't want to say anything bad to anybody here, but the people who missed the first week, or the first half a week, you know, you'll never get it back. Where, there goes your Reshit. So you can make it a new Reshit. Okay, you have to make it a new Reshit. So make it a new Reshit. But you have to make it a Reshit. And you have to, and that will be good. The rest of the Zman, if you have a good Reshit, you can't start off slow. You have to start off running. You can't say, oh, let me start off slow. I'll come to Seder three times a week. I'll come to Shir twice a week. I'll come to davening a little bit. No, you have to start off great. You have to start coming to davening every day. Come to Seder every day. It has to be Reshit. Has to be special. The same thing is for Torah and for davening and for everything. And the same thing is for Shir. When's Reshit of Shir? What? Say
Sunday.
It loud.
Sunday.
If you miss the Reshit, the rest of the week is not going to be good. You have to have Reshit. Sundays is the same as every single day of the week. Sunday is the same. You can't miss Sunday. Twice a day this month, I missed something really special on Sunday. There was a Havaya I had to go to. Then it was either a bris or a bar mitzvah. But I didn't go. Because if it had been in the middle of the week, I would have gone. But not on Sunday. You know, Sunday is special. Sunday is Reshit. Okay? And it's very hard to learn the rest of the week if you don't come on Sunday. Okay, that was a paid political announcement. But... oh, there's a great, my favorite gematria of all gematrias in this week's Parsha. My favorite gematria of this week's Parsha. Of all gematrias in this week's Parsha. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, the Avdei Paro told, let the Jews out already. So Paro said to Moshe, come back. And Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, Yushev, Es Moshe v'es Aaron al Paro v'yomer aleim. He said to them, "Who ivdu as Hashem al keichem? Me v'mi halchem." Okay, just tell me. Give me a list. Who's going? You can go out and be kabbalas. Who's going? So Moshe says, "Yom Moshe b'nereinu z'kenu elech." Oh, with our youngsters and our oldsters, b'neinu b'nseinu, with our children, b'tzneinu k'rein elech. Ki chag l'Hashem lanu. It's a chag to Hashem. There's so much to be learned from these pesukim. Well, let me tell you the funny gematria. I'll tell you some of the things you can learn from this pasuk. But the Baal Turim says, what does this mean? Paro says, who's going? And Moshe says, b'nereinu z'kenenu. Paro asked for a list of people. And what was Moshe answering? So the Baal Turim says, Paro saw a lot in his stars. Paro saw, you know, Paro was a stargazer. And Paro knew a lot from his stars. And Paro called Moshe in, and Paro said, "Mi v'mi ha'ochim." It wasn't a question; it was a statement. "Mi v'mi ha'ochim." I see in my stars that the only ones that are going to go to Israel, you're going to miss a great thing. All right. Go 1 minute. Just listen to this about this Matthew. Paro said to Moshe, "I see in my stars that only two people are going into Israel. Who? Yeshua and Kalev." Where does it say v'mi v'mi hochem? So Baal Turim says the gematria of mi v'mi hochem is Yeshua and Kalev ben Yefuna. That's the gematria of. Now, if it doesn't work out, Baal Turim holds that gematrias are always allowed to be off by one.
I see other way. It's Kalev ben Nun.
It's Kalev ben Nun. Okay, it's Kalev ben Nun. Okay, sorry. Kalev ben Nun. You know, that sort of works out. So Paro said, hey, why do you want to go? Only two people are going into Israel. So Moshe said, no. B'nureinu u'b'zitainu. Everyone who's under 20 and everyone who's over 60 will be going into Israel. So that was Moshe's, that was their conversation. Paro said, hey, two people are going to Israel. And Moshe said, no. two people plus Norenu, anyone who's under 20, everyone over 60. I was once, you can go now. I was once at a Seder. And there was a lot of people at the Seder. And maybe it wasn't a Seder, maybe it was in the Sukkah. I forget what it was. It was a Yantif. And the adults were sitting at the table, and they said, oh, let's make a table for the kids. And they had like a kids' table, the kids there. And we'll separate the kids and their parents. And you see from the Pasuk, it's not like that. See in the Pasuk, Yom Aleim, Yom Moshe, B'nereinu Zgen Yelech, B'vneinu B'naseinu, with the children, Ki Chag L'Hashem Lanu, it's Yantif. Yantif is about going with the children. With the children. Yantif is about the children. That's what it's about. Having children separate. Someone told me they were in a hotel. It was great at the hotel. They had a separate children's Seder and then a separate adult Seder. So I didn't have to watch my children the whole Seder. On Pesach, that's the worst thing. That's what the Seder is all about, the kids. No, a separate children. Chai Yisrael is about the children. It's really about the children. Children have to see a chag. Children have to. You want your children to grow up from even. They have to be together with on Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim is the time when you grow, when you really grow. There's so much growth in Yom Tov. Ki chag Hashem lanu has to be nereinu zikneinu. By the way, when they first started teaching kids Torah, and the Gemara says, when they first started, how did kids learn Torah? The study of all yeshivas, of all day schools. How did it go? It went, first parents taught their kids. Homeschooling. It was homeschooling. Then parents were working too hard. You gotta get them milk the cows and then do the thing. It was too hard. So they may have to be a yeshiva. Where did they put the yeshiva?
Rabbi's house.
In Yerushalayim. They put the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Then, when the parents couldn't bring the kids to Yerushalayim, then they made yeshivas in every... It says in every capital of every district. But the first thing was, if they're not learning by their parents, which is the best place to learn, learn Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? It says by the Makom HaMikdash. That's why I say, I said about Reshit, about Netiv. It's so great to learn in Netiv, because that's the way it says in the Gemara. You have to learn looking at the Beis HaMikdash. You have to learn Biyira. That's why I also love Netiv, but it's so scary to be in a place like Netiv. You know the Achrayas? You're learning and looking at Beis HaMikdash. You know what you have to be like? How's it feel? Good? What?
Scary.
Scary. It's very scary. But that's what it was. That the kids had to look at the Beis HaMikdash. You have to see the Karbanos. That's how you teach kids. And that's this Pasuk also. We're going to Karbanos. The kids have to see the Kedusha. If you want a kid to grow up Kadosh, he has to see Kedusha. If you want it, Mir Hashem, you all get married and you all have kids.
Amen.
And you're gonna send yeshiva. But you have to also do the first thing in the Gemara. What's the first thing in the Gemara? Teach him at home. What do you have to teach him at home? You have to see Kedusha in the house. How do you have Kedusha in the house? That's another shmooze. But you have to have Kedusha in the house. Have a good job.
Sorry about
everything. What?
Sorry about the topic.